What's the halacha if a person loses a grandparent and he wants to know, are there any dine avelus that pertain to an edikel for a grandparent? So we know that in general, the halachas of shiva and avelus only apply to a person who loses one of the seven close kravim that a person can have. That refers to either a wife, a parent, so that's a mother or a father, a sibling, a brother or a sister, or a child, a son or a daughter. So those seven relatives are the seven kroivim that are mechayev a person to sit shiva for. And only with respect to the loss of these specific kroivim is it the concept of shiva and avelus. However, the Gemara in Moed Katan brings down another halacha, and this is the halacha called Kol Shemisabel Olov Misabel Imoy, which means that even though a person doesn't have a bona fide din avelus with respect to the loss of a grandfather or a grandmother, there's a din that you should sit avelus. You should be noyeg be'avelus in the presence of one of the seven kravim that you're misabel for when that particular karev is being misabel for their relative. In other words, just like you have a chiyuv to be misabel for your father, so memela, when your father is sitting shiva for his father, you have a din to be misabel together with your father. Kol shemisabel olov, anyone who is part of the general category of kravim in which you have a chiyuv to be misabel for, if they were to die, memela, when they are being misabel for someone else that they're mechuyev to misabel for, you have to participate in their avelus, and you have to be misabel together with them. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether this applies specifically to being misabel together with them in their presence, or this applies even shaloi b'fneim, even when you're not in their presence. And l'halacha, most assume that it applies in their presence, but akoponim, this is the din of kol shemisabel imoy misabel kol shemisabel olav misabel imoy. Now, the Gemara then has a discussion about whether this applies as well to your wife who's in avelus. If a person has a wife that's being noyeg b'shiva and she's now in avelus for one of her seven close kravim, are you mechuyev to misabel together with your wife, just like you're mechuyev to misabel for any of the other kravim, such as your parent? So the Gemara wants to distinguish between the type of relative that your wife is being misabel for. If she is being misabel for her parent, then at least befaneha, at least in her presence, you should participate in misabel with her. However, if she's being misabel for another karev of hers, but not her parent, rather, let's say, a sibling, then there's no din of misabel imoy when it comes to your wife. So that's a distinction that the Gemara makes regarding a person's wife, that if she's being misabel for her parent, then there's a din misabel imo, at least in her presence, and when she's being misabel for, let's say, a sibling, you don't have this din of being misabel imo. Now, based on this halacha, l'chayru, a person who lost a grandparent should be noeg, a full-fledged avelus, together with his parent, because of this din of kol shemisabel, a love misabel imoy. However, la halacha, we do not assume like this, because the Rama brings down from the Agoyis Maimonides that the minig is not to be noyeg a full-fledged avelus for a grandparent or for any other karev based on this din of kol shemisabel, a love misabel imoy. And the reason why this minig is not prevalent today, says the Agoyis Maimonides, is because the karev that you're being misabel with is meichel. Since, let's say, in a case where you lost your grandfather, your father is usually meichel on you sitting shiva together with him, memela, the minig is to be meichel and therefore to be lenient. And the explanation is, says the poiskim, say the poiskim, that the concept of kol shemisabel imoy misabel olav is based on the covet of the living and not the covet of the mace. It's based on the covet of, let's say, your father, who's in avelus, and not on the covet of your grandfather, who died. Ememela, since the entire concept of sitting Shiva for your grandfather is based on the covet of your father who's in Avelus, Memela, if your father is Meichel, which he usually is, Memela, you don't have to be Noyeg about Avelus, even though you didn't achieve any Mechila from your grandfather, because your grandfather is the mace. But nevertheless, since this entire din is based on the covet of the Chai, when the Chai is Meichel, the halacha is that you don't have to be Machmer, you don't have to sit Avelus. And this goes to the extent that the Ramos says that a person who is not Meichel and a person who is Noyeg to be Machmer, a full-fledged Avelus for, let's say, a grandparent, is Ingnoy Elo Min HaMatmin. It's something very strange. It's something that should be avoided because the Minig that is universally accepted is to be Meichel and to have the Enikel not sit Shiva for the entire period of Avelus and to not to be Noyeg as a regular Ovel, based on the mechila of the Chai, and therefore if a person wants to be machmir, it's something that should be avoided. It's ein element of matbin, it's something that we'd consider strange behavior. As I state in Ramo. So based on this Ramo, l'chayra, the minig should be not bechlal to be noyig avelos for a grandparent, because this din of kol shemis abel imoy, misabel olov, kol shemis abel olov, misabel imoy only applies if the Chai is makbid, if the person who you're being misabel with is makbid, and the minig is to be meichel, and therefore a person doesn't have to be machmer. However, the Ramah does bring down that in spite of the fact that there is a mechilo, and therefore the minig is to be meichel and not sit a bona fide avelus during the period of your father's avelus, nevertheless, there is a minig to be machmer about a couple of activities, even with the mechilo that takes place on behalf of the Chai. And that is, says the Ramo, that until the first Shabbos, from, let's say, after the Kvura until the expiration of the first Shabbos, the grandson should be noyeg at least a couple of things, mitzad avelus, and that is, let's say, rechitza, to avoid bathing until Shabbos is over, and also to go to a simcha, you should avoid going to, let's say, a chasna or a bris milah. And in addition, you should wear big day choyl on the first Shabbos. Now, the place can point out that this particular minhag of wearing big day choyl on the first Shabbos is not prevalent today. And the reason is because nowadays, even real Avelim wear their big day Shabbos on Shabbos, because since it's so unheard of to go on Shabbos in shul with your big day choyl, it would be considered Avelus beferhesia. It would be considered overt avelus, avelus berabim, and we always refrain from doing avelus b'fraesia. It's also, you're only allowed to do avelus b'tzina on Shabbos. And since wearing the chayil in shul would be considered avelus b'fraesia, that is avoided even when it comes to real avelum, and therefore certainly with respect to our halacha of the enikol, there is no requirement whatsoever to be wearing big dechayil on Shabbos. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, this minig is only nageya, two things. Number one, rechitza. And number two, going to a chasna or a bris or some type of simcha on that first week until after the first Shabbos. Now, many poskim assume that this minig is based on a different lumdus than the lumdus that we described before. Before we said that since the entire concept of kol shemisabel olav misabel imoy is based on the covet of the surviving person in your family, the, let's say, father of the enikel, and therefore, since he's meichel, you could be meichel. And the question is, so why should that not extend to the rechitza, to the bathing, and to the going to the simcha? We should also apply the mechila to these particular activities. So why is there a minhag to be machmer about these particular activities? So some place can explain, because this minhag of not bathing and not going to a simcha until after the first Shabbos is not necessarily based on the covet of the Chai. This perhaps is, in fact, based on the covet of the mace, the covet of, let's say, the grandfather that died. And since this is based on the covet of the mace, according to some paiskim, mechila wouldn't apply because the dead person can't be meichel. And therefore, a person should be makbid halacha l'maisa regarding the refraining of from rechitza and the going to simchas during that first week until after Shabbos during the period of Shiva. There is an interesting machlokes hapoiskim regarding one nekuda. And this could be a tremendous halacha, nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Some pleiskim are medayik from the Ramban that this minig of refraining from rechitza, from bathing and refraining from going to simcha, only applies bifanov, in the presence of the parent. Only if, let's say, you're in the same town as the parent, and not if you're in a different town. If, let's say, you're in a different location, you're living in Eretz Yisrael, the parent is at home, some pleiskim are medayik from the Ramban that this entire minig does not apply. Others disagree. The pashtus of the Rama is that it applies even in such a case. And if, in fact, the lomdus of this minig is based on the covet of the mace and not on the chais, then it should pertain to a case where the son is even in a different location than his father. Because since it's not based on the father's covet, it's based on the covet of the grandfather who already died, it should apply even shaloi bifnei ha'av. So it's a machlekes ha'poiskim, some poiskim are medayik from the Ramban that it only applies in the presence of the father, in the same town as the father. Others are medayik from the Rama that it applies in all cases, but halacha lemaisa, this minig is something that is prevalent and it is something that is observed halacha lemaisa.